Hello, everyone, and everywhere on the internet that is listening. This is Bruce Salen, and welcome to The Bruce Salen Show, A Dad's Point of View. This segment of The Bruce Salen Show is sponsored by Shelley's Stereo, my home theater home, my stereo and audiovisual one-stop shop, and I hope yours. Reach them at shelleysstereo.com or 818-716-8500. That's 818-716-8500. Whatever your audiovisual or stereo or home theater needs, you can have them take care of them. Please be sure to tell them A Dad's Point of View and Bruce Salen sent you there. You can email me questions of any kind to bruce@brucesalen.com. That's Bruce and Salen, S-A-L-L-A-N. That's S like in Shelley Stereo. You can follow me on Twitter, @BruceSalen, and you can tweet me during the show as I'm a multitasker. Also, if you haven't already, and why not, please join and like the A Dad's Point of View Facebook page. I'm sure you've seen the Facebook movie, so if you're not doing Facebook, you're just not happening. Also, if you're a parent and you're not doing Facebook, you are not doing what your kids are doing. And in all seriousness, you need to follow what your kids are doing. And Facebook is probably what every one of your kids above the age of about 2.5 are doing. So I would suggest you get on it. Same thing applies to a lot of kids and Twitter. I have a new website that I've co-created with a couple partners called Boomer Tech Talk. And if you want to learn more about what is happening in the worlds of social media, do visit boomertechtalk.com. We have one sponsor slot still open, and we're looking ideally for an insurance company or a law firm to join our sponsor team for family insurance matters or family legal matters. If you think you'd be a good fit for that and would like the demographic of families and their needs, please contact the station at 805-564-1290 or me at bruce@brucesalen.com. I will be having a special Thanksgiving show, and I'm asking for my listeners to send me what they're thankful for, what they're grateful for. And I am going to share them, first come, first thanked, and first given. I'm going to share as many as I receive live on my show. I'm also going to include, I won't be able to include as many, in my Thanksgiving special A Dad's Point of View column. All you need to do is write them to me, email them to bruce@brucesalen.com. If you'd like your name included, tell me, first or last or both. But please, please tell me the city and state, and if you're listening on the internet, the place you're from, including the country. I have listeners and members of my page and readers of my column that literally are all over the world, and I would love to share what you're grateful for and where you're from. So please, again, whatever you're thankful for, do email me them at bruce@brucesalen.com. By the way, as my show follows Arthur von Weisenberger's Around the World, I want to wish a happy birthday to his semi-regular guest, Peter Noon. His birthday's tomorrow. Now, I won't say how old Peter is, only that he's a whole lot older than me. Happy birthday, Peter. I love your music. I love seeing you in the studio when you are here because you bring a lot of joy and the enthusiasm you bring to the studio, to the show, and to your performances, which I have actually attended. I think you're actually performing near where I live at, what's the name of that place down in Agoura? I forgot. My son reminded me on our drive up here today. But we may, in fact, come in and cheer you on because you are a very spirited performer. So happy birthday, Peter Noon. Today's topic is based, as it always is, on my column of the week. This week's column is titled, My Wife Talks Back. And it's not what you might think it is. You can find my columns on my website, brucesalen.com, or wherever you read my column. Just Google my name, Bruce Salen, or the title of my column, which is A Dad's Point of View. My Wife Talks Back is, in fact, not about a wife talking back to her husband, which is what the title sort of implies. And of course, that's why I wrote that title. It is more about giving my wife a chance to present her point of view of our relationship. In so much as I write regularly about my family, I'd say about half of my columns, maybe more in the beginning, were reflections on my own domestic life, and that more recently of blending a family, since my wife and I have been married less than 2 years, and she inherited me and my two boys and my two dogs. She did not have any children, though she did have a very emotionally challenging dog. We did blend all of us together, and I did hire the great dog whisperer of all time to try to adjust her dog with my two dogs. It turned out reasonably well because the dog that I thought of my two dogs that would be the hardest actually got along quite well. It was my girl dog and her girl dog that turned out to be the problems. They do bicker a little bit, but the challenges are great, and I do write about them regularly. I give my wife a draft of any column in which I talk about her or write about her, and I give her every opportunity to correct anything that she thinks might be inaccurate. Now, I don't necessarily listen to those changes she might say, but I certainly give her the opportunity. So I thought it would only be fair to interview my wife and give her a chance to set the record straight. So that column is, in fact, the result. So there have been, by my count, 497 columns in which I presented my point of view. And this one column where I sort of present her point of view, I think that's a fair balance, given that she pretty much dominates my house, dominates my life, makes all the decisions, pays all the bills, and I just go along for the ride. But, you know, it seemed fair that I give her at least a little bit of a payback. So that was the result. And I really think it's actually a pretty funny column. And you can find it on my website, as I said, bruceallen.com, under the My Columns section. But in all seriousness, and I am certainly having a lot of fun just vamping on this subject, men and women think differently. Men and women don't think the same way. And men and women absolutely listen differently. And the issues that we have as a couple were actually, while I wrote about it in a funny way, they were very true. One of the big problems that my wife and I have had ongoing has to do with cleanliness in the house. My idea of cleaning up is taking a used paper towel and going over the counter once. Her idea of cleaning up is putting on white gloves and checking every single corner of the floor, the ceiling, the walls. And if there happens to be one speck of dust, my boys and I are sent into the corner and we're put in a chair facing the wall with dunce caps. Now, that might be a very slight exaggeration, but there is clearly a difference of opinion in what order and cleanliness is. The point of all of this is that couples do look at things differently, and the need to listen to each other, the need to compromise, has been solely my job in our relationship. Truth is, actually, she's had to make many more adjustments because I had the two boys, I had the dogs, I lived much farther from where she works, and it has been harder for her. But she is an anal compulsive person when it comes to cleanliness. I often joke that we're Felix and Oscar. And it, in all fairness, she's had a harder time adjusting. And couples, second marriages actually fail at a higher rate than first marriages, which was a big surprise to me because I would have thought that second time around you'd learn more from your possible first mistake. In any event, that is the subject of today's show, and we will get feedback in the Men's Room segment, of which we're having two with Wayne Levine and from Pastor Drew Sams. Again, I want to thank Shelley's Stereo for sponsoring this segment of the Bruce Allen Show. Shelley's is my home theater home, and you can reach them at shelleystereo.com or 818-716-8500. Tell them A Dad's Point of View and Bruce Allen sent you there. My producer, Richard Dugan, is frantically telling me we are out of time. Our next segment is the Men's Room with Wayne Levine. This is Bruce Allen of The Bruce Allen Show, A Dad's Point of View. We'll be right back. Bruce Allen, A Dad's Point of View. Bruce Allen, father of two. Bruce Allen, he knows what to do. Bruce Allen, A Dad's Point of View.